Penguin Random House Audio presents A Matka by Karin Tildebeck, read for you by Kirsten Potter. The Train. Brilash Vanja Esra II, information assistant with the Esra Hygiene Specialists, was the only passenger on the auto train bound for A Matka. As soon as she had climbed the steps, the door shut behind her and the train jerked into motion. Vanja took a new grip on her satchel and typewriter case and pushed the suitcase through the sliding door with her feet. On the other side, the darkness was complete. She fumbled along the wall and found a circuit breaker next to the door. The light that flickered on was weak and yellow. The narrow space of the passenger car was bare except for the brown vinyl bunk couches that lined the walls and the luggage racks, stacked with blankets and thin pillows, which were wide enough to sleep on, too. It was built for migration, for transporting pioneers to new frontiers, and its capacity was pointless here. Vanja left her bags by the door and sat on each of the couches. They were all equally rigid and uncomfortable. The upholstery looked slippery but felt unpleasantly rough to the touch. She chose the couch at the far right-hand corner, where she'd be close to the common room and have a good view of the rest of the car. It was all vaguely reminiscent of the dormitory in Children's House 2 so long ago, the same vinyl mattresses under the sheets, the same lingering scent of bodies. But back then the room had been full of children and the sound of their voices. She took a look at the tiny common room. The only window in the car was on the right wall, low and wide, with rounded edges and a roll-down curtain.